You with some organization?
Yeah, Project Hope is a Christian drug and alcohol recovery.
Oh, drug and alcohol recovery?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, I want to give you this.
Okay.
I'm a traveling street preacher.
Sweet.
Gospel good news, how to find eternal life.
Amen.
I like to tell people that I just witnessed to a man inside. The world and the churches are not telling the truth of God.
Oh, I know.
They're compromised. They're spiritually in bed with the world. They're like the world. They're man-pleasing. And I have to say too, in love, there's a lot of these organizations like Celebrate Recovery and all them. Now, I love the fact that they help people get off drugs and alcohol. Those are destructive sins that will destroy your life and damn your soul. But here's the problem: there's a lot more to sin than just drugs and alcohol.
Oh, I know.
And what I found is I meet a lot of people that have come out of drugs and alcohol from these programs.
Self-idolatry is one of them.
This one I don't know anything about, but you've heard of Celebrate Recovery?
Yes, I have. Yeah. I've attended.
Okay, and what happens is Celebrate Recovery... Oh, thank you. Celebrate Recovery leaves you in a lot of other sin.
Oh, yeah.
And when I say that, I mean they're practicing the ways of the world in pride and vanity.
Yeah.
They're practicing, ready? What holiday's coming up next? Christmas.
Yes.
Can you go in the Bible and find out where God instructed us to keep Christmas?
No, it's a pagan
holiday.
I've known that.
So you've known that. And so Easter is another one. While we're told to proclaim Christ's death, Easter and Good Friday's a lie. He didn't even rise on Friday. He didn't even die on Friday. He rose on Wednesday. He's in the grave 3 days and 3 nights.
Yes.
He rises on Saturday before Sunday because he is our Sabbath rest.
Yes, he is.
They're practicing, the evangelicals are practicing Roman Catholic-like ways. They're the ones that invented that.
Yeah,
and so what I would just encourage you about, and in this case, Project Hope, I don't know anything about them, but can I just say, what they do is they make merchandise of the Lord.
Yeah.
Think about that. I mean, all these things, bracelets, T-shirts. First of all, the cross is also a pagan symbol. Jesus died on a stake, the Bible says. Look up the word cross. Storos means stake.
Yeah.
He died on a stake. So all of these things, how they market and they make trinketry. Have you read John 2 where Jesus got mad and turned the tables over? What was he turning the tables over for?
For the
idols. They were selling money.
Yes.
They were selling things and making profit off the things of God. So if you claim to be a follower of the Most High, I would encourage you to go a lot deeper. My website, don'tperish.com, for free. We don't take anybody's money.
Sure.
Me and my brother, and we have other believers that we're united to. We travel the country. We live in our vans. We're van dwellers. We camp in parking lots all over, and we go and we preach the gospel. We street preach and we witness. And we, in love, have to tell people. See, here's the problem. Religious people that are compromising God's truth while claiming Jesus, the fires of hell are going to be hotter for them than it is for the guy in the gutter who doesn't even claim anything. Why do you think that's true? God hates hypocrisy.
Yeah.
So if I'm walking around saying I'm of Jesus and I don't even study his word to keep it and to know it, what does that make me?
A hypocrite.
And so I would encourage you to go much deeper by the shed blood of Jesus Christ and his resurrection. This is where everybody would agree with us. We can place our faith. Everybody agrees with that, even the Roman Catholics.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. The Bible then calls you, because of what Christ did, his perfect work, to repent.
Amen.
Repentance means turn away from. And these churches and these organizations, they're not turning away from all sin.
Yeah.
And by repentance, when you turn away from the world, from your pride, your vanity, what you love, football, hunting, fishing, idolatry, looking at women, all this stuff, you turn away from everything, worldliness, the pagan holidays, and when God sees a willing vessel, he'll give you a new heart and new mind. You'll be born again by the Spirit of God. Amen?
Yeah.
And when you're born again, what's the fruit you're born again? Holiness and obedience, following the scriptures, not man-made organizations.
Yes.
And then the Bible says another thing a lot of people don't teach, you must endure.
Amen.
You're married, you got to endure in a marriage. You got a job, you got to endure in the job. You're a U.S. citizen, you got to endure in all the laws to be a U.S. citizen, or they'll throw you in jail.
Yeah.
We must endure. And that's the gospel. And it's right on that card.
That's the true gospel.
And then on the other side is the issue with the organizations and the churches. Now, if you go to a church, test your church. I just told this guy in there. You know what he said to me? I said, hey, the path to eternal life. I gave him a gospel card. This is a common answer I get. Ready? Oh, I go to church every Sunday. Let me ask you a question. Does the Bible say you're saved by going to church every Sunday?
No.
How many people are going to go to church every Sunday and lose their soul? Almost all of them. Almost all of them, because church has become, do you know what a placebo is?
Yeah, I've heard of them, yeah.
Yeah, it's like you got a wrist ache, and the doctor gives you some sugar pills, and think it's going to cure your wrist, and all of a sudden, yeah, my wrist feels better. It's like it fools you into thinking you have a cure. Churches fool people into thinking they're following Jesus and having the truth, and they're not following him at all.
Yeah.
They're actually following a form of man-made religion, and Jesus said we must worship in spirit and truth, and Jesus said in Matthew 10, we must lose our lives. So the question I would have, you've been
lose
very gracious.
Lose your life in order to gain.
Yeah, you've been very gracious. What's your first name?
I'm Brandon.
Brandon?
Yes, sir.
My name is Tupos. You've been very gracious. I love you in the Lord. Ask yourself, have you lost your life so much so to the point where the Spirit has sent you to the Word and you're testing every single thing you do, including Project Hope, including the church you go to, including how you live your life, including your thoughts, including your time, including your money, including your associations. You've tested everything to lose it for Christ and then follow him. And Jesus said, those who do that, the world will hate you.
Yeah.
They won't like you. They will hate you. See, the world does not like us, but you know who hates us the worst? The my brothers and I that go street preaching. You know who hates us more than anyone? Who do you think?
The devil.
Huh?
The devil.
Well, the devil hates us. Yeah. The church people.
Yeah.
You know what they do? We stand peacefully on the sidewalk outside their building. We don't interrupt their service, and we wait to talk to people like you. They call the police on us all the time. They call the police on us. We just stand peacefully with signs, and sometimes I open air preach after their service is done, and I ask people, hey, do you know they're not telling you the truth? They call the police on us, and the police show up and go, yeah, they're peaceful. They're on a public sidewalk. You can't tell them to leave, and we keep preaching. Who hated Jesus the worst? The Pharisees, the religious
people.
The religious people, the pastors. And when I meet modern pastors, they run because I just hold up God's word. And they're against God's word. They're not for God's word. You know why? They're people pleasers.
Yeah.
They're filling buildings, but they're not doing anything to help make heaven a little bit more crowded.
Yeah, right.
So I would encourage you, you got to go a lot deeper. Again, I love you. I believe this is all sinful. You know why?
Yeah.
It's making trinketry of Jesus.
Amen.
Brother, it demeans him.
Time, I love you, brother.
I love you. And test yourself.
I will.
My email's on there. My brothers and I would love. Do you live in this town?
We're traveling.
Oh, okay.
So we're outreach, and we reach out to all the people out into the communities.
Yeah, yeah.
All over the states.
I have two brothers that live here in Jeff City.
Yeah,
they live and work and do ministry here.
We don't, the thing is, like, it's like we're trying to help the ones who are struggling in drug and alcohol addiction and life crisis in general.
Yeah.
And so they, because we don't want to see them die that way.
Right. And again, that is good. But my point is, let me ask you a question. If you save somebody from a burning building, and then you set them somewhere where alligators come and eat them, have you really done them any good? So if you save somebody from drugs and alcohol, and they end up in the church system in the world where they're going to lose their soul, have you really done them any good?
No, I don't think so.
Ponder that. I love you.
I got to love you too.
Let me know. You got my email in there. I'd love to help you. Come out and follow Christ in spirit and truth.